This is the week that, out of all weeks, people have a big hack about Shalom Bayis. Not really about Shalom Bayis, but about Shiduchim. And next week we'll go back to Chinuch as part of our broader discussion of Shalom Bayis. But Yaakov and Esav. But this week, I saw, there's a beautiful sefer called Atar Lamelech, which my son was given as a bar mitzvah present from somebody. I never, actually a graduation present from Darche last year. And I thought it was a... I picked it up and I was blown away by just some of the simple vartlach that he said. And I just thought it would be a good opportunity to share. So on this week's parsha, Chai Sara, he talks about Shiduchim. So it's a little late for that. You guys weren't married, but the ideas of Shiduchim are very closely related to Shalom Bayis, and hopefully we'll be developing some of these ideas. There's one or two ideas from this little packet that we'll talk about, and then we'll move on. But I think here, just in general, the Sefer HaTorah Lamelech is very, very beautiful. So on this week's parsha, he darshes matzah isha matzah tov, which is, you know, what is one supposed to look for in a shidduch? So you can ask me, shkoyach, who cares? It's a little late for that. Like, you know, we don't live in the era of, we live in the post HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gershom era, which means you get one wife per person, that's it. So let's see what it has to do. So the beginning of the first paragraph, we'll do a little bit from each paragraph. We're going to skip around. There's going to have three basic yesodas, and then we'll work off there. The parashas Chayisara Sipra Torah Inyan Hashiduch Shal Yitzchak Rivka. I'll call Pratev Dikdukav. It's very amazing that the Torah spends so much time in the very details, which shows that the Torah is very sensitive. And in general, Rav Soloveitchik has a great vort, which I might have shared once before, that what's the whole idea of Sefer Bereishis? Rashi comments, the first Rashi al Torah says, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? It should begin from Parshas Bo, with the Chodesh HaZelachem, the first mitzvah. And Rashi says, because he wants to show that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews, I created the whole world, I can give Eretz Yisrael to the Jews. Lubavitcher Rebbe, as a matter of fact, told that to Bibi Netanyahu, that's what he's supposed to say in the United Nations. Nothing more than that first Rashi al Torah. But the question that begs itself after that Rashi is, what's the point of the entire Sefer Bereishis? Okay, so good. Bereishis Bara Elokim. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's it. Now we know Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. Shine. Finished. What's the whole point of all these stories? Matter of fact, Rashi gives a famous commentary here that Yafa Sichasim, beautiful is the Sicha of the conversation that happens between our forefathers, because the Torah spends so much time articulating these stories. As a matter of fact, it tells the story three times, as opposed to certain halachas, which is only once. So why does the Torah really embellish the stories of our forefathers if they're not relevant anymore to us? So Soloveitchik says, no, they are very relevant. It's a different kind of Torah. There's a Torah of halacha, and there's a Torah of midos. And the midos and the stories that we learn from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, they're very, very relevant to us. And Rav Soloveitchik develops that that's the whole idea of Sefer Bereishis. The whole idea of Sefer Bereishis is for us to look at the stories that happened and not just to say, oh, that's a nice story, close the book and move on, but there has to be a moral of the story. So the Torah spends a lot of time on this particular shidduch, and therefore there's got to be a lot for us to learn from. The Torah didn't do this for no reason whatsoever. Limros, to teach us, that so much is the body of Torah, it's like a, literally, it's a mountain hanging by a thread. And then let's move on. So he begins, maybe we'll get to that next paragraph. Let's go to the second to bottom paragraph on this column at Chafav. He's got a great vort on Iker V'Tafel B'Shidduch. But he asks the following question, which is really not his question. I mean, it's the question, he says, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechai, where Rabbeinu Bechai says that before somebody goes into dating, they have to read this parasha very carefully. But it's really also Rabbeinu Bechai and the famous Drosha Sarad. He says, Odas Harbe Parshazu, Shiisa Isha Bibnos Mishpachto, V'yidbak Bikrovosov. There's a very big warning that a person should marry somebody from his family, not from his immediate family, we're not from the south, and to cling to his relatives. Dahainu, what does it mean? Sheish Maila, there's a beautification in Madeos Vashkafas Shoshtei Mishpachos Krov Elil. There's a beautiful thing if you marry somebody similar to you and you're Ashkafas between two families. Then you can understand one to the other. When you marry somebody from a different culture, I'm always amazed when people do that. You know, like you marry, like when Israelis marry Americans and then they start to engage with each other. I'm always amazed that it works because they're just like, you know, what's for dinner? And they're like cereal, and you're like, no, dinner's my big meal, lunch is your big meal. It's just a different outlook. Anyway, but he explains, Dikeshabrios medabekas kol echad ve'echad b'mina. When you cling one to another with your own type, Hashalom is kayemis, the shalom continues, umisrab bibol. Ad kal l'shon Rabbeinu Bechai. So he says this strange idea, not strange, he says this very ambiguous lashon, that Yidavka wanted to hang out with his relatives. He wanted somebody close to him. But now, the Atar Lamelech Rapam asks the following question, which is really the question of the Drash HaSaran, which I think I saw there. Ulechor Yipala Eifel. Lama Hikvet Avram Kol Kach Shalol Eschatin Im Aner Ashkol Mamre. And last week's parsha, the Baal Bris, the people who Avram took Eitzah with, were Aner Ashkol Mamre. So these were the guys who had similar Ashkofas to Avram Avin. So here he is. He's got to have a Shidduch for Yitzchak. So what do? You call your local Shadchan and finished. Instead, what does he do? He says to Eliezer, go take a trip, go take a walk, go find somebody for Yitzchak. Oh, Im Echad Ben Nefesh Asher Asu B'Chorin. Avram, we know, was the biggest Baal Kiruv in the world. Side Kasha, what happened to him? Okay, I don't know. Right, but that's a whole side question. All the Bali Hasidus talk about it, about the Ahav of Avram. Once it was gone, it was gone. But Avram did tremendous amount of Kiruv. So if he did tremendous amount of Kiruv, then why not allow Yitzchak to marry one of the people who was a Bali Tshuva, who hung out in his house? Sheikh Mitachas Kanfei HaShechina, that he brought underneath the wings of the Shechina. Shibavadi Be'amunus V'deyas Yikrom Yosel L'Darko Shalom. They must have been closer to the path of Avram Avinu. So can you imagine? You know what? I'd like you to go out with my nephew, who's krum. They worship Avodah Zarah. Like, there's no great yichus just because he happens to be related. What's the greatness about being related? Rebbeinu Bechai is pointing out. Aval kvar hodinu ha-mefarshim yisod gadol. Mefarshim explained a very strong foundation. This is where he says the Drash HaSaran. He doesn't quote the Drash HaSaran, but this is what he thinks he's referencing. Shemidos utchunas hanefesh. When it comes to midos and personality traits, overes beyerusha, that passes over inheritance. When you are nice to people, mainly your kids are going to be nice to people. Mashen kein deos, as opposed to opinions. How many people, you know, you tell your kid, Mir Tzisham, when you have teenagers, I got some of them right behind me, you tell your teenagers, you know, I think that's a bad idea. Dad, you're an idiot. You know, giving over opinions to children is very, very difficult. Giving over characteristics is very easy. My sarcasm, my kids got it in spades. All you have to do is when you act in a certain way, naturally that's going to be given over in the DNA. If people, Rav Dessler writes about this, if the parents are Balei Chesed, naturally the kids are going to imitate the behaviors they see. Limros shebemishpachas Avram Yoav Devorah Zarah, Mikol Mokom, but in a midos utchunas hanefesh, hayumaylim minaknayim. But because they came from the family of Avram Avinu, their midos, their character traits, were much more refined than Aner Eshkol and Mamre, who were the locals, than the Balei Tshuva, who were locals. Af meilu shushpo me'Avram v'kiblu hashkafas. So Avram Avinu was able to give over his hashkafas to the people, but the midos was much more difficult. So therefore, that's why Avram sends him out. Yeah.
Meaning, like, it's all about
Midos,
and then you have
Lavan. Bam Kasha. How do you explain, like, you know, here we are. We're always talking about Rivka. We're always talking about how, what a tzaddik as she was. And we're talking about Chinuch, how Chinuch is given over, and yet Rivka came from that family. My only Kasha like this. If you read the simple psukim, was Lavan such a bad guy? Who makes Lavan out to be the bad guy? The Chazal, they take, you know, he gives him a hug and a kiss. Oh, he was looking for the money. That's, you know, but the Pesukim don't say that. So, I don't want to chatz shalom na Chazal. They knew that something was wrong with loving. But somehow, you can answer like the Kuzari, maybe. The Kuzari says that very often things skip over one generation. So, especially in the, it can pass over to the kids. You know, they say about, I heard from Rabbi Kenny Brander, he spoke in Yeshiva in 2004. He was saying over a story about a guy who came to visit him. Unbelievable story. And the guy said, you know, he wasn't frum, but the guy never spoke badly about somebody else. And like after doing some research with this guy and talking, it turns out he was the great-grandson of the Chafetz Chaim. The Midos given over. Somehow the Midos, sometimes they skip over a generation, but the Midos are somehow given over. But it's a whole kash, the whole Rivka story is a kash and chinuch in general. How does Rivka have the midah of chesed when she came from such a difficult home? It's a good kasha.
It was in 2004.
It was 2005?
I don't remember.
It was either 4, 5, or 6. It was Kenny Brander. He spoke about Nisana Tokev.
I think it was 2006.
Who composed Nisana Tokev? Efshur. It was Sunday morning. I remember like it was
2006?
Yesterday. Have to go to the videotape. Well, maybe your Rebbe didn't let you come down and hear it. But here's the so what are we looking for in a shidduch? So the first thing the Drash Rav of Palm says is midos. So skip to the next thing. And that's why he sent it. I'm saying skip to Yesod HaYesodis. So he's basically going to say three things that are important. Hakpada al midos tovus, the makpada al midos, Yesod HaYesodis ben yeshidduchim. When it comes to shidduchim, when it comes to finding your right zivug, you have to make sure about midos. Mikametam, for a number of reasons. I'm going to give three. Ze'ikr nachutz l'shalom bayis is the primary way for shalom bayis. Ki b'makom she'esh kaptonus v'kas, if there's a place where there's stubbornness or anger, v'netil amidas haras, or tilting towards negative amidas, alul ma'ot she'yach ben ish v'ishto ye l'kevoy, u'bavad she'en ashkin ashor b'makom meriva merivas. It's going to lead to conflict and dissonance, and that's a place where the Shekhinah is not going to reside. When does the Shekhinah reside? When there's shalom. Where does the Shekhinah run away from? Machlokas. When somebody has bad midos within the couple, it's traditionally both, you know. When somebody has bad midos within the couple, that, and especially the midah of kas, what does kas do? Kas brings in fear. So let's say one of them is a crazy story. We once had a couple in this house. I don't even remember who they are, so I don't even try to guess who they were. But somehow they wound up here for Shabbos. He was something in a school, I don't remember what it was. And I noticed that she wasn't talking very much. And then the next day in shul, after shul, he couldn't find the bag for his hat. And he was going nuts. He was like, and she was like, clenched up and scared. And then when I came home, my wife told me, oh yeah, this morning she's like, I can't deal with my husband. He's angry all the time. Like she just, you know, started going off. As soon as, and like, there was such a tension because of that. And when there's a tension between the two, if the midos are bad, of one of the parties, there's no shalom. And if there's no shalom, then the shechit is not going to be shor b'neihem. So, I don't know what happened to them, because I don't know where they are. I know they had one kid, and then they went like 7 years without a kid, and everyone's like, oh, we're having trouble having kids. No, she's like, we're not having trouble having kids. I'm going to have another kid with that guy. You know, so I don't know what happened at the end of the day. I should have checked up, but whatever. Okay, I don't remember who they are to check up. Vashenis, what's the second thing? Kimoshes Harleel, midos overis b'Yerushalayim. We said before, it's important to marry somebody with good midos. Why? Because your kids are going to get that. Zadri, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, which is also Rashi and Shmos, who?
Yivdoch
Be'achel. Yivdoch, who? Be'achel. But the brothers, what's the Raya? Because they specifically say about Nachshon, that Nachshon was a bra. So Nachshon was a good brother, so therefore you have to check, just like the brothers always say, you know, somebody marries like a sister of a DRS guy, you know, you can tell the guys, the kids are going to be good, because it's the same genetic pattern. And the wife is, of course, the primary caregiver, therefore it's going to go after her. Yeah, depends on the year. And the third thing is like this, this is where we spend the most time. The third one is the following. Now, Vashlish is V'haftolecha Kamocha. There's a big thing in Vavtalecha Kamocha. You know, we always think Vavtalecha Kamocha means with somebody else. You have to love somebody else like it, right? And when it comes to your own family, you know, very often in Shalom Bayis, people said, you know, I want to go out and do so many things, but my wife needs me. And my wife is very needy. Or, I wish she would just let me do this. Hello, that's the most important thing in the world is your wife. The most important area of Vavtalecha Kamocha is your wife. Amru Chazal, the concept of Avto Rechimoch applies more than any other place where? Husband and wife. Also, Adam Lakaz Yishla Ashirana. I think you can only find Avto Rechimoch twice in Shas as a concept. Where are the two places in Shas? So, no, it doesn't say over there. Zechla Goldel Batera. By Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass. Right? Shulchan Aruch, I think, brings Avto Rechimoch twice. Number one, the way you murder somebody has to be done in a nice way. You can't like do. You can't overkill skila. And the other place it says va'aftuach kamocha is you can't marry an isha until you check her out, until you look at her. Right? That's where it brought down malach. So don't when you give out a capital punishment, make sure you don't do it. Right? Va'aftuach kamocha comes up that you can't marry a woman before you know what she looks like. V'nakelu ma'od le'ehov mishiyesh lo midas tovus inimos. Now it's very easy to mekayim this mitzvah, which you're going to have to do with somebody who's sweet. Chesed, Rachmanis, if somebody's a balas, chesed, sweet, ahava abrios, they love other people, eye and yafa, they have a nice eye. I don't just mean that they look pretty with their eyes, but they have a nice eye for kindness. mainly those of Shalav Ravino. Isha kazo sheesh lo neshama iloka v'roi l'chol ha'chavad. A woman like that is an exalted soul. Hein mitzad esen neshmatz v'hein mitzad maisab tov. From the neshama, from their actions. And therefore, the third thing is kal ma'od l'chavad l'havu isha, because it's very easy to love a woman like that. And therefore, mekayin the mitzvah ha'atlech ha'kamocha. So three things that Palm is pointing out. Why it's important to find somebody with a good shidduch Torah. We're not going to do the whole packet tonight. You can take it home with you and read it, but I just wanted to get a couple of points across. So he has three things. Let's just for the three. It's important to marry a woman with good midos, because if it's bad kast, the shechin is not there. Number two, you want your kids to be good people. By the way, that'll help you shalom bayis. There's nothing worse for shalom bayis than when your kids are nuts. Mirtz Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem. Right? And number three, because that's very, very difficult. Well, sometimes it brings couples together. And the third thing is you want to mekayim the mitzvah ha'atlecha kamocha. Who do you do that more with? Your wife. So you're going to say to me, Rabbi Storch, what do you do? This is not for us. We're married already. What are you hacking us for? This is a shidduch shir. And give it to the singles. Go on YU Connects. I just spoke to Yitzi Klapper there. Go to YU Connects. No. But let's go to the next.
You're not trying to tell us that maybe we married the wrong person.
Oh, right. But there's a very important idea. Nachable. That's for sure. It was great the first time.
Let's make a roof of that.
That is the one way to solve the shidduch crisis, is to once again annul the takanas rabbeinu gerushin. Okay, but if you look at the next piece here, he says kimayim apanim lefanim, right? Which is something we spoke about once before, but I want to just develop the idea here, and not in a mystical way, but in a real way. On chav ches, he says ukedai laharikan ha'arach hashuvah. Now Rav Palm wants to give over ha'arach hashuvah. Now Rav Palm, if you ever met him, I've never met him, but I met his Talmud Muvak Rav Reisman. That's what the sweetness is just every word that he says is so sweet. You've never seen anything like that. Now, I think Rav Palm, you know, here was a person who never used a bad word. He didn't even like to use whatchamacall, you know, because he says it was a waste of word. He says, I want to give a ha'arach hashuvah. Bacharim mitaktigim al midos tovos b'shidduch. When it comes time to get married, before you check out your shidduch, you get the resume. Right? Today, the resume is a fly. V'chokrim, and we sit, and we darshan. Odos Hatzad Hashenim who Bailas Midas Tov is Bailas Midas. You make sure she's a Bailas Midas. You make sure she went to Hesk. Right? Imi Mevakeres Bebeis Cholim. Does she go to the hospitals? Does she join the various, all the critical chesed organizations? Imi Yosefes Ksafim Litzdaka. Does she collect cash for Camp Simcha, for Chai Lifeline, for all the various items? After we're told in the resume that, yeah, this is the one, mask this own in the sign. So then we could even agree to go out on a date. Ulufam, then what happens? This happens all the time. Koresh achar achasin. What happens after the wedding? Cinderella's slipper falls off. Maskil ishlason. The man starts to complain. She ishto kashal achayosin. It's so hard to live with her. V'choshev shirimo. She tricked me. B'mashe gidlo she balas midas. She couldn't have gone to Hask. She couldn't have been involved in all these wonderful organizations, Ubalas Chesed. Or even if she did, that was a trick for a resume. That's not who she is. Oh, she shint as tiva, or maybe her whole nature has changed. Ulam lo kena davar klalakal. Lo removal lo he shint. That's not true. She hasn't changed. Raku atzma Hashem says. Sometimes the man is guilty. How so? Imhu mizalzil bekvoda. If a man does not treat his wife with kavod, koes umisrages al lo davar. He gets angry on her or emotional about something that is irrelevant. Then he's not going to be considered chashiv in her eyes. And he tortures her. How could she go and then give return the covet and return the love? If you treat somebody like dirt, they're going to treat you like dirt. Therefore, all of the midos are there. The midos are there. They got to be drawn out. And both spouse could draw the other spouse out by acting in a way. You want to make sure somebody acts like a jerk? Act like a jerk to them. There's an amazing vart on this week's parasha, which I once heard from a boy at Al Achayim. I believe it was one of the Orenbach brothers, and I believe he heard it from Rabbi Leibowitz. And I forgot where he heard it from. So I'm hoping I'm getting the whole Gilgul Shem Omer. This week's parasha is a famous halacha that we learned. That there's an issue that you can mekadesh an isha b'kesef. right? One of the ways of kiddushin is through money. How do we know that? Based on the gzeirah shava. It says ki kach ish isha by kiddushin. It says the words kicha, and in this week's parsha, it used the word lakach by stay effer. That Avram purchased Maris Machpelah for 400 something, 400 meir shekel, 400 shekel. So there's a drasha kiddushin daf base that says kicha kicha mistay Avram. Says them both, right? So kicha kicha mistay Avram. So we learn out that you can learn out kesef from stay Avram. So everybody asks the following question. They don't really ask the following question. That's l'halacha, a good drasha. But there might be a depth and an amkus to this. That there's something more fundamental about the relationship between the purchasing of Maris Machpelah and Kiddushin. What's the connection between the two? So one could speak about the connection of Eretz Yisrael. There's clearly a connection about the chosen land and the chosen woman, etc. But that's not the approach that was set over this vort. Listen to this vort. I think it's such a chashuv of a vort. It says, let's analyze the purchase and the sale of Maris Machpelah. Avraham Avinu says, for only 400 shkolim, I get a piece of Eretz Yisrael. He thinks he got a steal, Avraham Avinu. He owned that deal. He was like the winning, party in a fantasy draft. He's like, I'm going to win my league now, right? And look at Ephron Achiti. What does Ephron say? I got 400 shekel for that land. I got the better end of the deal. Each party so much respected what they got that they both thought they got the better end of the deal. Says it. When is a kiddushin going to last? When is it going to be a binyan adayad? When each party says they got the better end of the deal. When they always say, look at what I got. And then when you say, look what I got, Baruch Hashem, then the whole marriage is going to be great. That's the whole idea of the gzeir shava on a much deeper level. And that's what he's trying to say over here. That when the husband and wife each view themselves as something that they're going to give covet to, then the other, naturally, you get covet back. So yeah, you say, forget it, it's all for Fallon, the shidduch, I should have paid attention more to the midos. Midos can grow. Yeah, you shouldn't have focused so much on Ashkafa, you should have focused on the midos. I say, Zakta Drasha Saran, midos can grow. But there's a training process. And the way to train anybody is by working on your own midos, and by treating the other person with tremendous covet. So that's the vort of the that I heard at that particular word. And then we conclude just at the end, where he gives a beautiful melitza. It's like you come home. He tells over the story that they're very concerned. What are they concerned about? That the house should be clean. And your wife, she's sitting there. She's got her 4 kids, 2 kids, 6 kids, whatever the number of amount the kids are. And you know what? She thinks it's important the kids should play. But when you come home, you trip over the... You trip over something. I can't believe this house is a mess. Well, you know what? If you were home all day and you think it's important for the chinuch of your child that they play like a normal person, so then you would understand that your anger is a misplaced anger. That means you care more about the cleanliness of the house than you do about the other party. So Rav Palm concludes. He says a melitza. He says, that's what it says, Baruch Merachem al Aretz, Baruch Merachem al Abrios. It's a shame when people put the pity of the house before they put the house, the Rachmanis on the other party. You always have to try yourself to look at it through the other perspective. So therefore, if you're going to get angry, kashim od lichlios adam, because it's very difficult to live with a person like that. Right? Everybody thinks that the other party's wrong. Therefore, it's important to take a step out. Avalimu makir latova, if you're always looking to appreciate the other person, umavakish lismoach hasishto velasos lenachas ruach, you want to always give her nachas ruach, azi misnahegasimo ba'osov, and then the favor is going to be returned. Bemidush moded lo, in a way that you measure her, moded is lo, you're going to be measured back. Yeshuvim na'im od, and then what's going to happen, the ultimate goal of all marriage, which is v'shchina shuri b'neim. So that's the ultimate goal. Don't forget the gzeir shava, don't forget the drosha saran. We learn a lot from Shidduchim. Next week, we continue Mirz Hashem with an Inyan in Chinuch and the raising of the children of Esav and Yaakov.